Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Record-setting prices last year in both feeder and fed cattle markets have continued to trend at the beginning of this year. Extension specialist Elliot Dennis and UNL grad student Tara Lee Hudson say this price trend sets up a unique opportunity for producers to capture additional value on a per-head basis.
In general, we would say that the price slide applies to the feeder cattle market, not necessarily the fed cattle market. But like you said, it's the case or the market phenomenon, what I like to consider, and when lighter weight calves command higher prices than heavier calves of similar type and kind. And this generally occurs due to diminishing marginal feed efficiency. So, as is the case for any species, including humans, nutrient efficiency occurs best earlier on in stages of life, so it generally costs more to add pounds as the animal gets heavier. So as a result of that, in the market, we see this price slide. As a cow-calf producer, I think the most important consideration when you're deciding whether you should hold calves or not post-weaning to add weight is your cost of gain, or as an operation, the cost that you incur to add each additional pound. And then comparing that cost of gain to the marginal value of gain, which you can derive from the price slide, or the value that you get, or what the market will pay you for each additional pound.
Yeah, so I think when we're thinking about the additional value that you can get, that's not constant. Each year it changes, and the value that maybe putting on 50 pounds versus 100 pounds is really going to change year to year and by location. So even though it's something that we may have like a system set up that I bring in 550s and I sell them at 700, maybe that's not always the best strategy because that's not what the market's willing to pay you. So the way that we kind of put that all together is in what we call the value of gain. There's lots of ways that you can calculate this. A quick and easy way to do this is on beefbasis.com. You go in for Nebraska, put in your location and what weight you want to bring them in at, the date, and the date that you're thinking about selling them. And it really tells you a number, just like cost of gain, how many dollars per hundredweight it's going to cost. As long as that value of gain is greater than the cost of gain, then there's profits to be made. It's not guaranteed because it's still future expectations. And you can then put risk management tools around that to say, yes, I have this cost of gain. I know the value. I can put in, let's say, livestock risk protection or a put option on the CME to basically lock in kind of that profit margin.
So the shape of the price slide really kind of determines the advantages and where you can capture additional value of gain. And looking at it visually on a graph, the value of gain is greater when the price slide is less steep. So where, I mean, it's never going to be a perfect line plotted in, at each weight class, but looking at it when the line or the slope is flatter or more horizontal, it shows there is more value to be captured at those weight classes than comparison to where the discount is greater, where the line is steeper.
Yeah, so I kind of adding on what Tara Lee said, you know, if you're thinking about bringing in really light cattle, and raising them to, let's say, 550 pounds or, you know, 600 pounds, there's not a lot of value there, essentially. Whereas there was, in the market, at least in 2024, there was a lot of value in bringing, let's say, 700 pounds and raising them to 850 pounds. And so think about if I got, you know, a certain dollars per hundredweight for 700 pounds, and I got that same value for selling that, or same dollars per hundredweight selling them at 850 pounds, that's kind of what she's referring to there, is that there's just a lot of value in the market and opportunities to make profits at heavier weights that we saw last year.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL's Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.